Hello and welcome back again. You're seeing another segment of SharePoint Conference Television. We're shooting live here from the floor in Las Vegas. I'm excited to have an opportunity to interview some of the key leaders in SharePoint community around the world. And we have some more folks like that with us today. If you're interested in seeing more of this content after the fact, you can view it all on Channel 9. My name is Caruana Gatimu, and now I'm going to introduce with you some of the membership of the Houston SharePoint Users Group. Welcome. Welcome, everyone.
Hey. Welcome. We're excited to be here.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. It's fun to shoot here and
Absolutely.
Get the benefit of getting to see all the folks that I don't get to see in person all the time. So thank you for coming.
Fantastic.
So would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Sure. My name is Teresa Eller. I'm a SharePoint consultant at Entrance. We do custom app development as well as SharePoint consulting.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Thanks.
My name is Troy Lanfear. I'm a SharePoint consultant with Guio. I'm also the president of the Houston User Group.
Cool.
Houston SharePoint User Group.
Great, that's great.
Hi, I'm Naomi Moneypenny. I'm the Chief Technology Officer at ManyWorlds. We specialize in adaptive systems that learn from how people use them. Really cool applications of enterprise social graphing in terms of SharePoint and Yammer coming together and doing behavioral inferencing so we can anticipate what content and expertise recommendations people might want.
Oh, that's fascinating. That's great. Excellent. Mark.
Hi, Mark Freeman, SharePoint Architect at AIG.
Excellent.
So my role is essentially architecture overview and for SharePoint implementation across the enterprise.
That's great. Well, I think all of us share a common love of the SharePoint community.
Yes.
You know, one of the things I've always had to explain to people is why do I spend Saturdays and the third
That's
Thursday
right.
of every month
exactly.
or whatever at a SharePoint user group? And I know that you just relocated to Houston. So how did the SharePoint user group work for you coming into a new city?
Well, I actually already knew some of the members because I spoke at SharePoint Saturday Austin last year and met Naomi and some others there.
That's great.
So when I attended my first SharePoint user group meeting in Houston in May, they needed help with marketing, and I have a degree in public relations, so I volunteered. Then I just stayed involved. I got people to come speak, so this year I'm actually switching over to the speaker committee.
Oh, that's great. That's great. But I also think there's a great social aspect to the SharePoint community, you know, beyond the technology that we all share, most mm-hmm. definitely. Have you incorporated that in the way that you structure your meetings? Or?
Absolutely. Our meetings generally begin with an eat and greet, which is essentially a social. People come in after they get off of work, they're tired, they're hungry, you know, they're spending time away from their families. So to be able to come in and interface with a bunch of people who share the same interests and share the same experiences, possibly to share problems and solutions with one another, as well as get a bite to eat and have something to drink, they do that, and then we go on to our sessions, and then after the sessions, we have a follow-up SharePoint.
Oh, that's great. Now, when you do that, is that sponsor driven, or is that everybody comes and just, you know, it's a la carte, essentially? Sponsors don't sponsor the dinner.
No, it's actually sponsor driven. We actually have a thing this year called a Chalk Talk. Mm-hmm. So before each of the meetings in each of the two rooms, because we have a general session and a technical session, our sponsors get to speak for 5 minutes and tell you all about their product, everything that's going on with them, you know, what new things they're releasing or what have you. It's an exact 5 minute limit, which is terrific. But for the privilege of that and being promoted on the website and essentially helping out the local user group, you know, they get to represent themselves within our community, and they one group purchases food at the beginning, food and drink, and then at the end, the other one purchases drinks at the end of the night and some hors d'oeuvres.
That's really,
nice.
That's excellent. Well, Houston, I imagine at some point there's barbecue involved, which always makes me very happy. Texas is famous for that, right?
That's right. So
when you think about the way the Houston group came together and what you're doing there, I think you just mentioned that there's a two-track system. Naomi, can you share
right.
with me
yeah.
on that?
Yeah, what's the amazing thing, I think, really, the person who created our user group is a wonderful member of the SharePoint community called Victor Chataboon, and he really is the sort of unsung hero. He put together a lot of playbook manuals for people and shared a lot about the different parts of our user group and how we were structured and those kind of things. You know, really what we've done is put in this two-track system. I sit on the board now, and so it's sort of interesting to be able to look at how things have evolved. We have this two-track system, so we have a business and technical session running at the same time. And we're trying to sort of really serve the users in a different way. Part of the problem with SharePoint, obviously, is that it's such an encompassing product. We've got end users who are having to deal with different issues than the developers and the architects and, you know, those kind of system administrator roles as well. So thinking about how to serve those users in a very different way is really important. In addition, I think in Houston, we have a very unique mix of industries. And so coming together in terms of how you can put together oil and gas folks with people who work, you know, in NASA in the Clear Lake area, as well as people who work in, you know, insurance and financial services and lots of other different industries that we have there, healthcare, medical, those kind of things, and really try to get that cross-learning, cross-fertilization of ideas going on. So having tracks is great, and then having that community around it to support those things is really important.
I think that's wonderful, and that you hit on a key point in terms of having people share solutions. Mm-hmm. You know, you're an architect. You know what I'm talking about when I say, you know, we just touched on it. SharePoint's a really complicated system.
It's wide and deep.
It's wide and deep, and not everybody's technical ability matches that. And so you're always in finding new scenarios with what you have to solve. So do you do a lot of that there at the user group? How does that work?
Yeah, I think we do a pretty good job of that. I mean, we network pretty well. I mean, networking for me is a prime objective for or goal from mine for attending these things. Mm-hmm. You know, like I mentioned earlier, it's not like we're going to get grand solutions in one session, but our networking and the conversations among the members, we can share solutions and not reinvent the wheel, learn from other people's mistakes. Exactly. Or implementation of the platform.
Absolutely, absolutely. And are you doing anything new in sharing solutions? I think you mentioned maybe you have a Yammer network?
Yeah, so we're sort of trying to pioneer the use of Yammer to continue that networking experience after the user group meetings. Part of the problem, obviously, is you have this once-a-month structure, right? So once a month, for us, it's that Wednesday of the month, and we're meeting together, and we come together. And sometimes people can make it, sometimes they can't. We need to have access to the presentation materials afterwards, those kind of things. So really, we're trying to incorporate Yammer into that in order to have people be exposed to the new technology that's available from Microsoft, but also to be able to have that cross-industry fertilization. And also think about, other experts in the area that you can reach out to. Part of the issue in terms of, looking at SharePoint and how we do it holistically is to think about how are the experts that are available in the regional area as well as, a little further afield. So if we look at the local market, it's like, how can we, put people together, connect people together? It goes back to the networking, right? SharePoint is that community. Mm-hmm. And so the more people you know in the community, the more, powerful the things that you work with every day can become.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and that goes to what you were saying a little bit earlier about the fact that, you have a degree in public relations. And how much of that do you apply in trying to get the word out about what's happening at the Houston SPUG? That connectivity seems to be very important, but we're also dealing with the fact of information overload, right? You have to be able to cut through the noise of everything that's happening.
We have a Twitter account and a Facebook account as well.
Oh.
So we do a lot of advertising on there about what our sessions are going to be. We advertise when registration becomes open. So we're trying to get everyone to not only follow us, but be involved and communicate and network. We're trying to work like a network.
Yeah, that's great. We appreciate that, absolutely. And I think it's important to do different things and to mix it up a little bit, right? And so do you have any special plans for when TechEd is going to be in Houston?
Well, we are looking to have a speaker board, essentially a group of speakers that went to TechEd come and speak to us as well. We're trying to actually move the date that we're going to have our SharePoint meeting for that month, and it'll be great that we would get some featured experts that we don't normally have within the region.
Yes, absolutely, because, like when we're traveling through,
it catches them
while they're doing that, absolutely. I think the panel format is really interesting. Do you think the panel format helps with the networking in terms of getting dialogue going?
It does. I mean, you can direct your questions toward the person most relevant to answer it, or they can answer,
Yeah.
But I don't know what I was thinking, but
SharePoint conference, we'll have a post panel.
Yeah, for example, the post conference panel we're going to have in the next HBUG meeting,
yep.
Where we're going to share, our thoughts of what we saw and the good the good, the bad, and the ugly with the conference, basically. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and because, you know, it's a major expense to attend this conference.
Sure.
I always think of it as an honor and a privilege, though, right? Because not everybody can attend. So that's one of the reasons I'm excited that this content will be available on Channel 9. Mm-hmm. People can get that virtual feel.
Yep.
Also, we're a global community, and so being able to share more broadly is really useful. But I love that conference panel, insiders, information. You know, that's really great. Just make sure whatever pictures you post on your Yammer, they're going to stay there for a while, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
But I think it's having the spirit, too, of SPC, because it's not just, I mean, we learn a lot in the technical sessions, right? You get that deep dive on what you want to do. But it's also like these little community areas, right? What's going on in the community area? I mean, the fact that Microsoft is even acknowledging this all the way through SharePoint Conference, right? At the beginning, you know, this whole messaging around work like a network is very important. So bringing these communities together is even more important. And so I think it's a lot of fun to go back to our community and say, hey, you know, Houston's fourth largest city in the U.S., right? We've got a big user base to sort of cover and sort of transmit the learnings to, and then also let them know about, you know, fun little events that we did. You know, it was the flash mob. There was all kinds of stuff, right?
Yes.
All that sort of conference feel and that comes with becoming part of the community.
And bringing home books and swag. And
exactly. Swag
and
is very important.
Yeah, things like that. People like that because they get to feel like they were a part of the solution. They got to be part of the SharePoint conference. Even if we bring it to them indirectly, they get the experience, some of the training, some of the swag sometimes, you know, enjoyable things.
No, it's very enjoyable. And it makes us more inclusive, you know, which I think, you know, we also heard about in the keynote is being, you know, being inclusive and making people feel welcome in the community that they're a part of. And it's important. I think the SharePoint user groups play a huge role. So if somebody is new, for instance, and we forget, there's new people joining our community every day. If someone is new and they come to the Houston Spug, what are they going to experience? What are they going to feel?
It's interesting. When they come to the SharePoint user group in Houston, one of the first things we find out when they register is, you know, things like, you know, what their role is within the company, what skill levels they have, what level do they consider themselves at within, you know, the product that is SharePoint. You know, bringing them in, getting that sort of information from them, finding out what things are speak to them, what things are important to them. Heck, sometimes finding out what they like to drink at the eat and greet at the beginning. Things like that, you know, make them feel included. You know, we really don't have any strangers. And there are a lot of us who've been there a long time, and there's some of us who've only been there a very short time. But we try to make everyone feel as welcome as possible.
Yeah.
You know, because people get busy, people move in, people move out, people have kids at school in the summer. You know, our membership does change on a regular basis, you know, where people flow in and flow out, but, you know, in general, we try to welcome everyone.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important, and I wanted to go back for a second because you said something was important, and I wanted to make sure we covered it. You actually run in your SPUG meeting two tracks at the same time, right?
Yes.
And how did you evolve to that? How did you decide to do that?
It was about almost three years ago now,
yeah,
I think.
About three years ago,
we started getting a certain mass of users. And you know, our regular meetings can run anywhere from 125 to 150 people in the Microsoft offices, which is very enjoyable. And what we figured out was that, you know, every other month somebody was getting spoken to, but not everyone was getting spoken to every month.
Right.
So what we figured out was that, you know, the technical sessions weren't technical enough, and the businessy or general sessions weren't general enough.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we have to be able to cover both.
Yep.
So what we decided to do was cut the three meeting rooms that we have, you know, that was one large room, into two rooms. So we have a smaller room and a larger room. The smaller room, in general, is a technical room, and it is nuts and bolts. It's everything from system administration to architecting your SharePoint solution to development, getting all that in. In the other room, you'll see things like business workflow and InfoPath and things like that. You know, things that speak to what we use SharePoint for instead of how we put SharePoint together.
Right, right. That's a beautiful way of saying it. Now, and where do you find yourself more often, Mark? Are you in the technical sessions, or do you find yourself in the business sessions?
More often in technical.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm, you know, good friends with a speaker, and I want to hear what they have to say. You know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Got some really good speakers. You know, I want to expand a little bit on what you mentioned there.
Sure.
You know, the inclusion aspect of the new members coming in. And I'll give you an example, a personal example of mine. You know, I got involved with this, 4 years ago?
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, I came, I just attended the meeting and said, hey, this is really good stuff. And then Vic came to me and said, well, maybe you want to do a session.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk? You want to get a session?
Sure.
And we promote that with the members. And this is in the aspect of sharing of information, right? Mm-hmm. Other than one-to-one personal talk that we do, right? And networking interaction. Instead, hey, you got a solution out there? Something creative, inventive, cool that others would be interested in. Hey, let's do a session on it. Mm-hmm. And so, from personal experience, first I became an attendee, and then I became I did some sessions, both at HBUG and SharePoint Saturdays, mm-hmm. et cetera, and just got more and more involved, and then got on the speaker committee, right? In the speaker committee. So you see how evolved my relationship with HBUG grew over time, and that same opportunity is there for anybody, attendee that wants to do that. Right. And that's a really great aspect of the networking.
It's an excellent aspect, and don't you feel like that it's a great opportunity to mentor others who maybe aren't as confident speaking in public?
It is.
And sometimes you don't want to have to practice that in your own office with people who really, you may feel uncomfortable with. I always believe that this bug is a very safe place to test out your talk track or to just get comfortable presenting. Have you felt that way?
I have. I haven't actually spoken at HBUG yet. I've spoken at other SharePoint Saturdays, but definitely the session that I'm preparing now for when I speak in Boston, I do plan on presenting at HBUG this year.
Yeah, most definitely. It's a good place, and you can really learn watching other people present. You learn tips and tricks. I think public speaking is one of those things that you can always get better at.
Right.
And so, and get more comfortable with. That's excellent, But you realize, too, 150 people at a SPUG meeting is a pretty big SPUG meeting.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's a large SPUG meeting, right? And so what would you share with folks out there who maybe are struggling in the membership area? Maybe they only have 10 people or 20 people and they don't always come. What advice would you give them?
Well, what we've found over time is that, the SharePoint community is broken apart into segments. You obviously have the sponsor segment, people who produce a product or a service that have to do with SharePoint. You have people who are consumers of SharePoint. In other words, they're the business users. You have people who produce solutions within SharePoint. In other words, they take the product and make some magic happen. And, you have recruiters and people like that. The idea is to try to address all of these groups equally and to provide them all a benefit of coming to the user group. What we are trying to do every year is improve the sponsor relationship by making sure that they get more value out of each subsequent year of being a sponsor within the user group. Sometimes I've seen user groups, that run off of just one sponsorship. Some of them run off multiple sponsorships. In our case, sometimes user groups will have only sponsor type sessions, where ours generally don't have a sponsor session during the meeting. We have it at the beginning or at the end.
Yeah. The Chalk Talk idea, I think, is very valuable, and giving that the ability to be a little bit more confined, but valuable for people, because the sponsors have to get something out of the community, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
right? It's not a one-way relationship.
Right. No, that ecosystem is very important, right? I mean, it's just not just about the people implementing the SharePoint out of the box. There's all kinds of other things you need, whether it's training, it's consulting, it's development, all of those things, ISV solutions, whatever, putting all those things together. Mm-hmm. I think also from an engagement perspective of getting new users in and new people in the door, it's important to have a little bit of structure in there, because if people don't feel that there's any structure to it, they feel like they don't have an obligation to turn up, right? Yeah. And so putting some structure in early helps. If you give people, say, hey, we're going to form a committee, and maybe it's only you, right? The committee is you, but, it's all good. We've all been there. All of the SharePoint user groups, they all start from something. Part of the problem is if you only have just that one motivated individual and not like a little team working on it, then you'll never get anywhere. I think part of the strength is to figure out if there's something that people can do. Maybe it's drive membership. Maybe it's just engage with their internal user groups at their organizations, those kind of things, and try to put those things together. If you have just that one person being that central thing, it doesn't work. I think that's one of the things that's been successful at the Houston user group.
Yeah. And that's a really good point, because I've seen other user groups get into that difficulty. How do you go about identifying or recruiting other members for committees in the board? Do you just see the people who step up, or is there a process? How do you do that?
By and large, we've had mostly volunteers.
That's great.
We obviously ask for folks that are interested to do the committees on the website. But by and large, people tend to step up. Teresa's, relatively new, but not really all that new. But when she came in, she stepped up. Conwall, when he came down, when he actually stepped up right away. We've had other people commit things that you wouldn't expect would be important or wouldn't expect from the get-go. Rodney Copeland, who is our secretary, he actually wrote an app for a Windows device that he could actually capture the membership information as it comes in and then line that up with Eventbrite.
Right.
After that's done, we take the information from Eventbrite and from Windows 8, and we're working right now, we're hoping to roll it out here shortly, we're working on a sponsor extranet that shows all the sponsors the KPIs. So what role the person was when they came in, what interest they were in, whether they were in the general or the technical session, that sort of thing, to provide more sponsor value.
Right. That's an excellent scenario.
And Richard wrote an app for the evals, right?
So that we put
the QA code at the end, so that when the speakers are finished speaking, we just have the thing.
He's hiding off camera.
Yeah, he's hiding off camera, but he's one of our unsung heroes there. He does a lot of work in terms of trying to put little systems together that we can use both
brilliant.
For SharePoint Saturday and for the speaker evals just as part of the routine presentations. It's finding that strength in people, right? If somebody doesn't really want to be in a speaking position or something, but they really enjoy helping in some way, it's really trying to identify that and encourage it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I think those apps and those scenarios, and it's also a great application of the technology.
Exactly.
Right?
Sure.
And if you can share more information with more people in a useful format, that's always good. Really exciting. Well, if somebody comes to Houston and wants to get engaged, how do they find you?
We're on we're on Twitter, we're on Yammer.
Tell me your web address.
Our web address is www.h-spug.org.
H-spug.org. Well, that's great. We're going to make sure to put that on the screen for folks. And I believe you have a Twitter handle, too.
Is our Twitter handle?
That's a good
question. At H-spug.
It's H-spug, yeah.
H-spug, right? Okay, yeah. Okay, good. That's good.
She's like, well, somebody's got to know
it's H-spug. We'll find you anyway, right?
Yeah,
because your names will be in the session description, so
yes.
We can always track you down. Well, I really appreciate you coming and sharing your really unique journey for your HPAC. I learned a lot, learned some best practices, and it's always great. Make sure for folks who are listening and for you as well, get all you can out of the technicalcommunity.com site.
Absolutely.
Of course, I'm sure you're registered out there already. There's lots of great benefits, and all of you would be great speakers to be registered as well. So hope that you're doing that too.
Great.
All right, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excellent. That was another segment of SharePoint Conference Television. It's been a great day here, and there's a lot of wonderful information that's being shared. You can see highlights from the conference in your room on Channel 3, or go to channel9.msdn.com and see the segments as they're being produced. I'm Kara Wanagatimu. I enjoy being with you. There's so much to do. Let's get busy.